Who's the Shady Bitch? Tune in to our Drag Race After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The category is...
I don't know the song, sorry.
We're pouring some already. Put your mask on if you don't know the song.
I don't want to take my mask off. I didn't bring my mask this week.
Club AfterBuzz right now.
I know. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our very
last
RuPaul's Drag Race. Season 9. I can't hear myself, so if you can't hear me in the chat room, let me know. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. Sitting next to me is the very lovely...
123 Jackie B on all platforms, except Snapchat, where I posted some behind-the-scenes photos. Jackie B 123.
And sitting across from us, opening up the champagne...
Mark J. Freeman!
Also known as...
Lorraine Love on Instagram and Twitter.
And sitting next to... Lorraine Love is
that
the...
was not me passing gas. That was the champagne.
All hail the queen, the king.
That's
on the
right.
I'll
take
him the king.
Either one, I'll take
Who's
it.
Who's having?
I'm having.
Oh, I'm having.
What's your name?
It's Jay Ellis, and
he has to perform after this. So
yeah, guys, I'm sorry. I'm wearing makeup because I came straight from a matinee.
Don't be sorry.
And I'm in heels and makeup. So
I'm
I feel
jealous,
like a drag queen.
Girl.
Yeah. Instagram @don_be_jealous and Twitter @still_jealous. So yeah, I'm gonna have to like run out of the studio as soon as we're done. I'm really sorry. No live Instagram tonight, but. It's been a great season, guys, so thank you for joining me on the Instagram Live. I've really appreciated it.
Jay, you look stunning in the makeup, so.
Yeah, you
and my,
do.
And my Never Sasha Velour. Thank you.
Yeah, Natasha you Velour, ladies
Natasha
and gentlemen.
Velour.
Okay, so before we get started, let's do the shout-outs first. I know Mark has an important...
Why don't you do it while I'm pouring?
Well,
we
okay.
can go to somebody else first.
Jay, do you want to go first on the shout-outs?
Yeah, I just have a couple names I want to list.
I got a small cup for champagne.
While you're
mouth.
Pouring, again, while you're pouring.
Okay. Castile Black is always fantastic. Jim Fitzpatrick, which I think was new to the season, as was Dean C. So thank you guys for joining us. Dante Faris and Kale or Cal Lambert. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, but you and Surf made me laugh every time in the comments. So thank you guys so much for tuning in every week and being super sweet to us. Appreciate it.
Oh, Mark, with your big, small cup.
That's a big cup. Little holiday cup. So we, as we were coming into the studio today, were handed... a nice little package. Not Jay's.
that they Sorry. Had that too.
I'm From sure what I heard, it's not a little package.
That is addressed to the RuPaul's Drag Race...
Oh, this is tasty.
Panel. Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race panel. Sorry. Okay.
Girl, let's get it together.
It's in Polish. It's in Polish. So,
it's
no, I'm
not
kidding.
In Polish.
I'm totally
but
kidding.
Okay, faster, faster, faster. Faster. Let's go
Hi,
faster.
Guys. It's... Pore, I think we're saying that right?
Powie.
Sorry,
and
here.
He's in the chat room, so
yes,
thank you, Powie.
I know that season 9 is almost finished, and I'll be missing you guys. I wanted to give you something so you'll remember me. This is my new single. Jackie, you want to hold that up? Cut to Jackie. will be released 15th of June, so it's already out. Please excuse my spelling, but I'm from Poland, so I guess the accent is audible. Love you all, especially Jay.
Thank you, Powie.
Best wishes, Powie. So this is his new CD. If you got, I'm assuming it's on iTunes and stuff, too. You can get it.
You know, I got to tell you, I listened to it on YouTube, and it's fantastic. It's really good.
Great. So go to it. It's Powie, P-O-W-I, Body and Soul.
Yeah,
check it out.
He's in the chat room, too. He can give you more information.
Say hi to everyone in
Here's
the chat room.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, your CD.
Thank you.
Jay, you can keep the note since it's basically to you.
I'm going to look at it every night.
Do you want his address in case you're in Poland?
Night. I'll write him back.
Girl, she's got an address.
Jackie, do you have any shout-outs for us tonight before we get started?
No, sadly I don't, but thank you guys. I know, I'm sorry.
This is the queen of shout-outs, and she doesn't have any?
I know, I'm so sorry.
Well,
okay.
I said I wasn't going to say it. I was going to let you say it, but I'll say it. to everybody who on Twitter agreed... that I've been right all along about Valentina.
Thank you.
I do. Okay. We appreciate you guys tweeting at us. We appreciate you guys commenting on the videos. Keep commenting. Keep tweeting at us. Give us your thoughts. We love interacting with you guys. So thanks. And thanks for tuning into the live chat. Thanks for making us one of the most watched live chats on AfterBuzz TV.
If not the most watched.
Yeah. So, we were leaving the studio that one day, and we had like over 500 or something. And he said... he's never seen a show with that many live viewers. So
it's over 9,000.
Thank you.
Exactly. I just quick shout out.
So everybody, tell two friends.
It's my turn. Quick shout outs to everybody who's watching. Everybody in the chat room. I want to shout out my panel. I really love you guys.
Aww,
and I thank you for doing this with me. Or, I don't know, it's not, I'm not in charge of this, but I enjoy spending time with you. Sorry. And also, I want to say a quick shout out to personal friends of mine, Kate and Lindsay. They're moving to Memphis. I'm going to miss you guys. And also to another friend of mine, Kevin Wu, who gave me the back, kind of the backstory of what happened at the actual taping of the finale. So I got a better perspective of how everything went. So thanks, Kevin. And again, to all you guys who watch us and comment and join us on Instagram and Twitter and in the chat room, thank you. All right, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
This is the finale. I figure we will go through the grand finale episode, and if we need to reference the reunited.
Okay.
This was episodes 13 and 14. 13 was the reunited. 14 was the grand finale. I would like to get your perspective, your first perspective. I know Jay and Mark, you guys were on the runway, on the carpet. The red carpet. The runway.
We brought it to the runway.
Yes.
We
brought it to the runway.
Give me just a quick, like, your first-hand perspective of what you saw and who you saw.
Mark was so sweet because I was not feeling great that day. I was a little crunchy.
I know, I should say he was so sweet because I was like, are you sure you don't want to do any interviews?
All I wanted was Sasha and Shay, and I got both of them. Yeah. We got a great spot on the carpet. We were right next to Manila Luzon. The queens who came were so fantastic. I think it got a little bit congested at the end. So we missed a few just because of time, but... overall, I mean, Peppermint was a delight. I think you've said it a couple times, and she's always fantastic. I was so, like, giddy and happy to talk to Sasha. So, like, the top four were the ones who we really wanted to get to.
Guys.
We did not actually interview Trinity, though.
Because we met time.
We tried, and I actually said to him, because she was still walking around as we were kind of breaking it down, and I said, should we just walk over to her over there and see if she'll do one just off the cuff? And we were too hot. We're like, no, let's go home. But, no, everybody was great. And I said, I think Peppermint was on the carpet longer than anybody. And I think she spoke to every single person that was on that red carpet, which was a lot of people. Because it was we were double stacked. Mm-hmm. So it was like, and they put the name cards like an inch apart. So you're literally standing on top of each other.
In the heat.
And they did tent it a little bit, so it was not as bad.
What time of day was this, by the way?
Because it was four. Two, three?
Was it two?
Well,
we were supposed to arrive at 3:30. I think it started at 4. So it was tented, but it was holding in a lot of heat.
Because I know, from my friend, they said they watched the actual... because they taped the episode, the finale, the same day as the last real episode aired. So the most of the people in the audience didn't get a chance to know who the final four was.
Right.
So I was just wondering how, you know, at what time of the day, because I know they taped for hours.
They showed that episode during the taping.
The taping.
Right. So we didn't, that's why, I mean, I wish that we had seen the reunion for our questions, because I feel like the reunion, a lot of tea was spilled. It would have changed a lot of the questions.
Well, we're going to get to that, because the reunited was taped the Saturday after the finale.
Isn't
was
that crazy?
Taped.
I know.
Oh,
yes,
really?
It was. Yes.
So
they had already known who the top two were. Spoiler alert, there's going to be, like, we're going to tell you who the winner
is. Well, if they haven't seen it by now.
I know. I want to run down the entrances for the grand finale.
Okay.
I don't think we have the visuals this week.
No.
Jay's in a play, so he's
our secretary of drag.
And I have to admit, when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, there's no Untucked. There was no text from Jay this morning. So, anyway.
Well, he texted me.
There were texts from Jay.
But they weren't anything important.
They were just personal.
Okay, so let's go.
Howie would have liked them.
Let's go down the list. First, we had James Mansfield.
I will say this about James that I noticed in both this and the reunion is that her makeup is better. Like, I felt like her makeup was kind of like... Anna Nicole on the show, it was kind of like Anna Nicole Smith after like tons of Quaaludes, and now it's more polished and in more congruent with her shtick.
And I think it's safe to say that they all looked polished and like ready for the finale. I think she looks great. I mean,
James,
yeah.
I love, you know what, I like James more and more. And if I'm the only one, that's totally fine.
No,
I'm okay
with it.
Not talking about you guys, but. Out there. I really, really, and it's just always a thing for me, is people that are using this for good. And I feel like James, even before the show, was doing these YouTube videos. And again, if you have not seen them, please go to her website, her YouTube channel, and watch them, because there's so much good information out there for young LGBTQ people just information to know. You know, you don't even have to take a LGBT history class. Watch James' videos because she puts a lot of thought and effort into them, and she's entertaining too. I'm sad knowing more about her and having spoken to her and stuff more. I truly admire her for what she does, and I think she should get a huge credit for what she's doing for the LGBTQ community.
Right on. Jay?
Yeah, James, I will just say that I think that she's still very uncomfortable in person because on the carpet it was still kind of like squirrely with the... She had like a weird shawl.
The foxy. Yeah.
And I think she's still hiding behind a character which she doesn't have full control of yet. But mm-hmm. she looked great, and I think that... I mean, I still stick that she was maybe the underperformer of the season, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't mind seeing more of James.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. I would go see her for sure.
I feel like this season... when we had All-Stars 2, was it mostly season 6? Or there was like a chunk of one season, I think it was season 6 contestants that were...
5 was Alaska, Detox, Roxy. We had a lot from 5.
So it was from 5.
Yeah.
And I feel like when we do All-Stars 3, there's going to be a lot of queens from season 9.
It's a big pool. Yeah. I think 9 had a great queen.
Yeah, yeah. It was
a sentence.
Good group. Uh-huh. Next on the stage was Kamora Black.
Kamora Black. Mm-hmm. Super... I just because I think I keep interviewing her, so
you do,
I keep
yeah.
getting to know her more, and she's just so sweet and so nice and just so gracious. So I thought she looked beautiful.
Jay
doesn't do it for me. Like I don't. It's so mean. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't care about Kamora Black. Like I don't know. She looks fierce.
Well, I'll say this: she did say something, and you can watch the interview. I interviewed her, and we actually talked. It's actually said in the interview. It wasn't off air. She's talking about how she got to go to Europe and do these shows with some of the girls from the show. And she said, "I was sitting there, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe I'm with these girls." And I'm like, "Girl, you're one of them.
Right?
Like, stop putting yourself like you're part of this now." So act it and be proud of that and own it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think she may just still be having a hard time, you know, making it her own as well. But, yeah.
Jackie, your thoughts?
I loved it.
Okay. She always looks good.
Great.
She does.
Charlie Hides was next.
I love Charlie. I'm sorry. I love Charlie Hides' like pop culture shtick where now mm-hmm. she has her like name and on her neck and in her head. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still into Charlie's whole aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun, and I think I've seen her in blue hair a couple times now, mm-hmm. like in panels and stuff. And it fits her, and I like it.
Yeah, and if she's gonna do blue hair for a while, I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes too. It's because she's older, and I'm not putting that down because I am right there with her. She just knows, you know, she knows how to talk. She knows how to present herself. She knows. Charlie Hides.
And she has sound bites. She's very
exactly.
quick.
And she was a great interview. It was a great interview. If you want to watch it, I did interview her.
Yeah. Cool. Eureka was next. And I have to throw my...
Best.
I love this look.
That elephant queen.
Elephant queen. Even though I called it elephant princess.
And, and when she came onto the carpet, I mean, and she, I'm so happy that she kept that for the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
People's eyes just darted because it stood about 10 feet tall.
Oh. Huge. I said in the interview, I was like, I feel bad for anybody who has to sit behind you.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to see anything.
It was just a showstopper. Like, it was fantastic. And I don't think that it was, like, character or anything. It looked right. Everything mm-hmm. about it. I'm falling for Eureka. I love Eureka.
So now we're looking. 10. I was just going to say, we're looking forward to season 10 with Eureka on it.
Well, and I think this will be interesting, too, because this will be the first time the queens are going to come in knowing
mm-hmm.
one of the competitors.
Right.
So I think that will be an interesting twist.
Unless they save her for a later season.
But I will say.
I feel like that would be cruel, you know?
I think it would be smart.
I think the only reason she wouldn't do it is if she doesn't get doctor approved. If her knee's not healed.
Yeah. Right.
But she said she can kneel down and everything.
Hashtag purse was my favorite.
Oh my god. That was awesome. I lived for this.
Yeah.
I lived for this.
Hashtag purse.
Her purse with the little hashtag.
Oh, the hashtag elephant queen. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loved it. Next was Cynthia. Lee Fontaine.
This is how Cynthia should look.
Agreed.
All the time.
Okay, can I? I'm going to disagree with all of you guys on this one.
What?
From the neck up was stunning. She's always stunning from the neck up. I would like, and I may have said in the past, I don't care for padding. I want her to, I would like a little
curves.
Bit more shape.
More
Well, she wasn't wearing boobs either.
No.
Which
and
I
it was
think
just,
is
and
a
it
thing
just,
they're kind of getting away from now.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry. You can attest to this.
It looked great.
I could not stop looking
at her. And I'm not saying that she doesn't look beautiful. I'm sure in person she looks stunning. But for me, it wasn't.
her, just to give it a context, she said that she was going for, like, a statue. She wanted to look like a statue.
She wanted to look like the Miss Congeniality statue.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that helps
a little bit. I think this and her her outfit on the reunion, mm-hmm. she seems to have, between, like, the show and this point, hit her stride with exactly what her look is.
Yeah.
And I think that both those looks, this one and the reunion, that's, like, Cynthia's got her look. This is her look now, and yeah. I want her to do that.
I have to say, Lauren Rose just said this in the chat room, too. I feel like she is losing a lot of weight. Like, she looked so tiny in person.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying she definitely has lost weight.
And I think that's why I think I would like to see a little bit more padding, a little bit more shape. But that's just my personal. And I love her. I think she's great. But you know, that was just my only critique of her look. I think she, again, she looks stunning. No matter what. Moving on to Aja from New York.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you're both shaking your head.
No, I didn't want to talk first. I was trying to listen.
What stopped you in the past? Nothing. You know, so let's go. Let's hit it.
I'm going to say this. And it's from being with her on the red carpet and the reunion. I have a whole new respect for Aja. I wish we saw this Aja on day one. I mean, we did, because she did that whole rant with the princess challenge.
Mm-hmm. You're beautiful. You're sexy. You're the Evangelista.
I just don't think that I realized at the time that this was really, truly who she was. She was at Mickey's, too, the other day, so I got to talk to her there with Eureka. And I'm not trying to, like, backtrack, because I don't know that I necessarily said anything nasty about Aja, but I loved that she spoke up. And her facial reactions, everything that she gave me in that reunion, had she given me that on day one of the show, I think I would have been Team Aja from the beginning.
Well, let's also
I thought she looked fantastic.
Well, let's also realize that I can understand, and I totally agree 100% with what you said, because I think I was the one that shadowed her from the beginning, and especially after watching the reunion, and I think she looks stunning. I put a star by her name. I had stars this time. I know we had, like, letter.
Codes that Jay can't figure out.
I put a star by her name, because I think, number one, she looked stunning when she came out on the... I keep thinking red carpet. When she came out on the stage.
Runway.
The yellow hair and the blue, it just made everything pop. And I know that there's been some issues with her makeup in the past, especially on the first couple of episodes. I think she looks stunning. Going along the lines of what Mark just said about the reunion, everything that she said, everything that came out of her mouth... was, like, hands down. And even Charlie Hyde said it. She was like, we were all thinking, but you actually had the balls to say it.
Yeah,
to say it.
Absolutely.
So, I think I agree. If had I known that Aja in the beginning, I would have appreciated her more on the show.
Yeah.
Someone wrote, Aja's that queen from the hood that'll tell you like it is.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, she didn't have, like, whether she was being too timid on the show or whatever, like, she didn't have that personality that was coming out, you know, on the show. And I do agree, like, while this look to me, I guess, like, I was comparing it to so many of the other looks, it didn't really, like, stand out to me. But at the same time, like, I love Aja for her personality, for her growing her personality and sharing it with us.
Go ahead.
I'm going to agree mostly with what you guys say. Aja was my favorite on the reunion. I really liked... It's true. She's just going to tell you like it is. I do think that there's still some room to work for her makeup. Just seeing it up close and on television, it still isn't reading right, in my opinion. I feel like she's elevated herself from the start of the season to where we are now, but I still think we're going to see improvement over the next year, and it's going to be like, oh, wow, that's Aja now. Like, I think we're going to just see a huge advancement.
I think so, too.
I agree with Isaiah TB0, who said Aja for All Stars 3. I agree. And I think we said it earlier, or someone said it earlier, there's going to be a lot of queens from this season who's going to hit it on All Stars, the next All Stars. So.
Well, what I was going to say is, just talking about, you were talking about Aja's look on the red carpet and stuff. I agree 100%. I think Eureka was probably one of the most, if not the most memorable look on the red carpet. Some of them didn't. I feel like somebody changed.
Valentina changed, for sure. I remember that
for one. That, I mean, it was the same dress, different color. Let's not mince words. Nina.
Nina changed.
She changed also. I feel like there was somebody else. Anyway. And Peppermint. Peppermint changed.
Well, Peppermint had to change for the lip sync.
No, because everybody...
They're talking about the red carpet.
When they first came... Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, goodness gracious. I was thinking, you know, a lot of them should, I wanted more.
Uh-huh.
Costume-wise, between the season ending, like, you had time to think about it, to put some thought into it, and there were several of them that, I felt like could have stepped it up. I don't think anybody looked bad. I just was very surprised that so many of them didn't.
I have a question for you about Aja, because someone in the chat room pointed out that she had no boobs, and that was like one of my things. And you didn't mind Cynthia's no boobs. You didn't like Cynthia's no boobs.
But Aja has like padding elsewhere, and
I think she's just a bigger
girl. And I think I don't necessarily have to have boobs per se, but like give me some kind of shape. And to going along the lines of what Mark just said, I tend to disagree with that statement. I think that Aja, going from the last time I saw her to now, I think there's a big improvement.
Okay.
And yes,
I'm not saying anyone looked bad necessarily. I'm just saying
you were going for more wild,
because especially being there, mm-hmm. I think Sasha Velour and Eureka were probably the two that I was, and Cynthia were the ones I was like, oh shit, like stepped it up. I appreciate it.
Right.
Those are probably, those are the three that I was like the most impressed with.
100%.
Jay, you don't have to agree.
I'm scared if I don't.
Okay, let's move on. Okay. Pharah Mohn was next.
That's my homegirl.
Just to go to the reunion before this, or the reunited, she was fantastic! I loved her. She was so cute.
Now, are we talking personality or just...
Yeah, just like...
A little bit of both.
I mean, when she talked about the chairs, and she's like, they're perfect, they're models, they're Linda... Yeah. I mean, it was such a good callback.
She loafed her hair. Yeah.
She just had really great moments. And then her... I'm sure we're going to talk about the Valentina moment, but when she goes like...
You don't love me.
But the Aja gasp.
Yeah.
I mean, Aja and Pharah were my two standouts from the reunion.
Hands down.
Yeah. Her look on the run or on the carpet was good. I remember that. She did have a lot of highlighter.
She changed too, actually.
Yeah.
She changed too.
She didn't change that highlighter, though. She looked great, though.
Right.
She did look good.
She got a star from me. I liked her entrance on the stage. I just like that.
I'm just saying, I told you so to everybody.
Yeah, I take a little bit of that, Jackie, because I was just like, I don't get it. I don't, but I, after a while, I grew to enjoy her.
Uh huh. Good.
And I agree with Jay, when she was on the reunited, I was like, I love her even more now. Mm-hmm. And I think she looked stunning then with the pink and the, I think she looked stunning on both episodes.
She's great.
I approve for Pharah.
Good.
Yeah. Next is our friend Valentina, Mark's friend Valentina.
Dear friend of mine. I do believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I said on the carpet, not saying she looked bad, not saying she didn't look put together. I was surprised. Probably the most surprised with her because of all this talk about the rhinestoning and this and that. I don't even think her red carpet look, which was different from the one she wore on stage, I don't think she had any rhinestones on anything. I think it was just the dress. Because I was looking. I was like, where are the rhinestones? Like, I was expecting rhinestones.
We don't know. We don't have a reference to it, so I have no idea what you're referring to.
I was just...
I mean, it's the same straight dress with the big tail.
Jay?
But it works for her.
That was a fart, by the way.
Here it is again. I honestly can't remember even what she was wearing.
Point taken. Next.
But we didn't get her on camera, so that might have been, like, I wasn't looking
at
her.
She ran from me.
The look on the red carpet, I liked her look at the reunion. I really, really loved her look at the reunion. But I don't know, for whatever reason, her look here at the, finale. I can't remember it, and I just feel like I was expecting more because I had remembered so many of her looks throughout the season.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was
has nothing to do
something
with
more
because I love the Madonna
wedding
even
dress.
The Matador, which wasn't the challenge, but you know, it was a good look. Her other Matador, you know what I mean? Like, there were things that you remembered about her on the show,
the wedding dress.
So that's why I think I was most surprised, because I was like, you know, all this talk, you should have been in the final four. Prove it to me. Here's an opportunity. Here's another chance for you to go, look at me, this is how fabulous I am.
Okay, moving on. Nina Bonina Brown. I'm going to start by this one.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, oh, no.
So she's given me, I've had a, basically, and I love her, I've had a love-hate relationship with her on the show, is, you know, I can't deny it. But she's given me Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, 1950s realness, and I fucking loved it.
Was this?
Nina Bonina Brown. And I remember, I think it was Roger or Raven on their Tooted and Booted's. They were talking how she always has this concept of, like, some kind of animal, some kind of, you know, some kind of concept. But they wanted to see her in glam, and I think she gave it. And I think she looks stunning.
It's funny you say that, because I do think she looked gorgeous. Like, I wrote, it was a new look, and she looked gorgeous. But I think, for the finale, I was hoping...
Yeah.
No, it was like...
No, I was expecting more.
I was hoping for... Because she had at one point tweeted this, like, cool giraffe face. Mm-hmm. Like, I was hoping for something like that.
But I think if she would have done that, everyone would go, we're just getting the same thing. So I do appreciate the fact that she did a little bit more of a... just a pretty drag and wore a nice dress. I loved her look on the reunion. I thought...
Yes.
I just kept thinking... Why didn't you do this on the show?
Also, her look as a boy in interviews, like...
Uh-huh.
Pierre.
Yeah. Just great style. Mm-hmm. Just
I didn't mind Nina's hemline of the dress.
I didn't
think
either.
It was... I think it was appropriate for what it was.
Yeah.
They're just saying that. Because I think if it went to the ground, then it looks like the dress that Peppermint wore, which is like a hoop skirt.
Right.
So I think that I do like that it was up off the ground.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Jay.
She was serving fresh tilapia. I think it was
fresh
different.
Fresh tilapia!
Can we upgrade it? Tilapia's cheap. No, I'm just
uh-oh.
Kidding.
Salmon?
Oh, that's better.
Freshwater salmon?
Go ahead.
That's it. I mean, I liked it. I don't have much to say.
Next is Alexis Michelle.
She looked great.
I think so too. I agree. I towards the end, I didn't appreciate her attitude and or her fashion sense for that matter. But I think she looks stunning.
Did you see my interview with her?
I did not know.
I asked her in the interview. I was like, you know, you're going to hate me for asking this, but I just want to make sure. Did all your season 9 queens approve this look for the red carpet?
She has a good humor about
it. And she did in her defense. She laughed. She enjoyed it. She even tweeted
good.
Me afterwards because I was like, she didn't punch me. And she's like, no, I loved it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. And she moved right back up because she realized, like she said, I think competition got to
Her. The bitch, I mean, this was totally pageant. The bitch knows how to serve pageant. And I think she nailed it. I thought she looked great. I thought she looked amazing.
I thought she was a theater queen. I mean, this was the best she's ever looked to me.
Jay,
it looked good. Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Moving on. We might be going a little fast. Peppermint's first look.
Oh, I live for the first look.
The green and white?
I disagree.
Is that what we're talking about?
She was a peppermint!
She was a peppermint.
I know, I get it, but I didn't like it.
Oh, I liked it.
I loved it.
I'm the only one that didn't like it. That's fine.
It's kind of, it reminded me a little bit of the Club Kid. Like,
yeah.
It was like a little callback to that.
Yeah.
I
liked it. I didn't hate it.
It
was an elevated peppermint. It wasn't just the regular peppermint that you
like
got.
Her hair and
so
makeup
that.
Was sickening. I don't know if it was just visually for me. It just didn't... I don't think it didn't register, but whatever. She didn't look bad. Again, I didn't hate it, but, you know, it wasn't that big of a thing for me. Sasha was next.
Final Fantasy VIII. It was like a video game character, High Priestess. It was so good.
Sasha, so when I was watching, I was like, oh my gosh, she is serving me Shakespeare in love, realness.
Yeah.
And then I thought, Shakespeare, the origins of drag, this bitch is smart. She knows exactly the hell she's doing. I love this look.
I love, your interview with her was fantastic. And she said something in the interview that I think was spot on, was you commented on her outfit and how great she looked. And that she looked regal and royal, and she said, "Well, dress for the
occasion.
Job you want, or something like that." And I was like, "That's it." And I felt like she did. I feel like she showed up for this finale.
Yeah.
Every look that she put on was for a reason and calculated and perfect.
Agreed.
Here's my thing: is you guys are gonna hate me. I thought I loved it in the way that it was intellectually smart, like Sasha, but visually it was not appealing to me.
Okay.
I can only agree with you when she was sitting down with Rue halfway through the show. When she walked down the runway, it was something about her sitting. May not make any sense, but her sitting.
Yeah, it poofs up when you sit down.
Yeah. So with her standing and walking and like it looked beautiful, I did. I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. But I can see where you're coming from. Visually, it may not have been like.
Yeah, I don't like that Elizabethan style in the first place. So, like, that's why it was not appealing. But intellectually, I was like, that's intelligent.
That makes sense, yeah. Okay, Shay is next. Okay.
I think
if anybody
gorgeous.
Has ever watched Coming to America,
oh, no.
She was serving. But this is in a good way. There's a point in Coming to America where Eddie Murphy is about to marry his wife that has been chosen for him.
Oh, I thought
him.
You were going to compare her to Eddie Murphy's album.
No!
I was like, what are you doing?
Vanessa Bell Calloway played the princess who he's supposed yes. to marry at the beginning, and that's what Shay was serving me, and that's I think that's yes. the reference that I got, and I liked it.
I
thought it was cute. I thought it was really, really. I thought it was cute. It was not my favorite, but
it was okay. It was okay.
I was very underwhelmed. Yeah. I honestly like when she came on the carpet. You couldn't where I was on the carpet. I couldn't see the bottom. So I was just like, really?
That's like all the bottom, like waist
which
bottom,
was,
or
like the whole bottom, which was like the silver inside and the pants. So it wasn't until she stepped up and you started talking to her that I actually could see. I was like, oh, okay, well there are pants.
Wait,
but
pants?
I just are we talking about Shay?
Shay,
the black gown that she had on the carpet with
the ponytail.
But like that's what she wore in.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there.
She wore the same.
She
thing.
Wore it in.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the pants.
Okay. Her pants.
She was wearing pants.
Oh, I didn't see that part. No.
There are pants in front of a Valentina back.
Okay.
That's what I'll call it.
Are we looking at the same thing?
I just, it was, yeah, right? It was pants! They were
okay,
pants.
Moving on. We're short on time. Trinity was next.
Trinity
this
great.
Is my least favorite of the, I don't know why.
Of the top four?
Yeah.
I thought she looked fantastic.
I like the hair and the dress.
I think the hair was fine. I don't know. Something about the green and the blue. I'm not sure. She looks great.
I thought she looked beautiful.
Okay.
Let's quickly go recap the rest of the show.
Pantsless Secret Security, I loved it. I want pantsless Secret Security.
the dancers in the beginning.
The dancers, yeah.
So I think that was next. I think Valentina.
I'm not out of line. That was next.
No, I know it was next. Yeah. I just don't want to spend time talking about it. I think Valentina got ripped the most on the show.
Reunion?
On all of it.
There was jokes. I mean, Bob and Rue had that little bit about, mm-hmm. I would like to keep it on. I mean, and Valentina was kind of smiling about it at that point. But
well, I think, I'm sorry. In my opinion, she loves her name being said. So it doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
You can find anything.
Do you want to just have the Valentina conversation now?
What Valentina? Word? Yeah, sure.
Well,
I mean,
well,
we
you,
have
think,
that
you think that that's not the case? She even says it in the reunion.
I don't think she
I may not have liked that I had to go home, but at least I gave you good television is basically what she said.
Mark, so, I say every week that I don't care what people say about me, but as long as you say my name in the comments, does that make me a bad person too?
No, because you say that. Because you actually admit that. Okay. She doesn't admit it. I wrote this down in my notes because I don't feel like she's any different than Magnolia Crawford. Magnolia Crawford at least came on the show and said,
I'm here
right. to get a better booking. Yeah, that's me pointing. That's me. I have more respect for somebody who actually comes out and admits that than somebody who's going to sit there and act like, I mean, there's no way, and if you are watching her on that reunion and deluded to think that she deserved congeniality, that word congeniality,
spoiler
alert, you are absolutely delusional.
She wants.
I think anybody who has a brain saw right through exactly the kind of person she was. And I said this before we came in. I wanted to set my timer from the moment they started talking about her fans to when she actually apologized on the show. And how many people on the panel said, why haven't you said that? Why haven't you said that? Why does it take all these people to have to say this? That is not a good human being. If you are sitting at home reading your Twitter, and I don't care what you say. She's watching her social media. She knows exactly what's going on. Her friends are calling her and saying, can you please make them stop? And you don't say anything? I'm sorry. That is not a nice human being.
Our time is up.
Wait. I have a feeling, hopefully, that this is a youth thing, because when Laganja came in here, she said, I did some things on the show that I was 23.
I think Farrah's younger than...
Let Jackie finish.
It doesn't matter what age you are.
But then you can't say that it's age, then.
No. What I'm saying is some people mature at different levels, right?
Okay.
So when Laganja came in here, she said, I was 23, I did stupid shit. Now, we have Adora Delano, who I feel was very mature for her years, and I have a question for, I guess, like, for Valentina's fans, because we have her saying, like, Chicanos are underrepresented. And I wasn't sure if she was talking about they're underrepresented on Drag Race or they're just underrepresented in the media as a whole. But adores Chicano. And she has a huge following. And I feel like because of Adore's level of maturity at a young age, I feel like if this had happened to Adore, she would go to her fans and say, hey, guys, please don't do this to other people. This is not nice.
Well, she did to Michelle Visage when Michelle was getting a lot of hate after yelling at or going in on Adore during All Stars 2. And Adore came up with a video and I think a tweet that said, leave Michelle alone. Like, you guys, this happened so long ago. I'm over it. You guys get over it.
Right.
Yeah. And so, like, okay, that's a great example. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like Valentina just, at this moment, she's been called out and, like, maybe, hopefully, like, when Lakanja came on here, I don't know how many years later, 7 or 6 or something. I have no concept of time. but so when she came back, she's in her 30s, and she's saying, I'm looking back on myself and thinking...
She's only 27.
Okay, well, I don't know. She came back here and said, look, I was super young at the time, and I did some things I'm embarrassed about. I feel like Valentina, hopefully, would look back and say, okay, I should have said, you know, something to my fans, and I feel embarrassed about that. And I do think, like, she will look back on that and feel that way. But my question to the fans is, like, are you fans of Valentina because she puts forth, like, these great outfits and, like, a great performance? Or are you fans of hers just because she's Chicano? Because she made it seem like, oh, my fans are here because I'm Chicano, because I'm representing. Or, like, are you fans of hers because she's Hispanic, but there have been other Hispanic drag queens? So I want to hear from you guys, like... Why do you like Valentina? Is it because you feel she represents you, or is it because solely because you feel like this is like the future of drag?
That's a good question. Make your comments down below. Jay, you want to add to the topic?
I want to talk about the lip syncs more than Valentina. Okay. Honestly,
and I agree with Jackie. I think time is the maturity level. So the setup
well,
for
I'll
the
just
show
say this, to put a button on it. If you're a star, you know how to behave and you know how to act. If you're going to claim to be a star, that's why you wanted the show to be a star, then you need to act like it, and that is not how a star behaves.
Okay,
moving along.
Okay, so the
plain and simple. You can't have
the way the show was designed. It wasn't a normal finale. Where they just had the queens come out and talk about themselves. They actually had kind of a sports bracket system where two queens battled out for a chance to go to the finals, which I thought... I was really excited until how it actually transpired because they only spent the wheel once, and I was actually hoping they spent, like, twice.
Yeah, right.
At least. Because it landed on Trinity, and then she got to pick... who she wanted. I know this isn't how the show is being manipulated, but in my mind, I'm like, oh, maybe they said backstage, okay, Trinity, if it lands on you, this is who you're going to pick. And then we're going to be left with the other two.
How produced was it?
But, since I don't know that for sure, let's just say that this is how it all landed. So, Trinity went against Peppermint. She chose Peppermint, which I can see her logic. You pick the best. You think if you're gonna be the best, you have to beat the best. And I think Peppermint is the best lip syncer out of all of them. So they got to lip sync to Britney Spears, Stronger, which again, my choices. Ruth said it herself. She was like, I wanted to pick the songs that are the best songs to lip sync. These wouldn't have been my favorites. But
I like that.
I'm not RuPaul, so
the favorites are the ones you can get the rights to.
Exactly. So I mean, whatever the case may be. So what do you guys think of Peppermint versus Trinity? Lip sync number one.
I loved all... Oh, I'm sorry, Jay.
No, go ahead.
I loved all these lip syncs because I feel like there were some very disappointing lip syncs this season. So it was nice to have it be like, okay, we're going to step it up to the highest notch we can step it up.
Yeah. I want to say that Sasha and Peppermint were in my top three, but I think Trinity had this one if Peppermint didn't pull the stunt with the spin and the wig reveal. Mm-hmm. Like, I appreciate that because if I was at that show, I would be like, oh my gosh. But up to that point, and even after that point, Trinity was dancing her ass off. I think that...
She was like... oh my gosh, with the water and coming down.
Oh, flash dance.
Yeah. She was like flash dance.
Yeah. But that reveal was extremely smooth, and I appreciated Peppermint for doing that.
Yeah. I hope that this stays. This, how they do the finale.
Okay, and I'm going to mention that later. But I know, because a lot of people that I talk to says the same thing. My thoughts were, if you look closely, and I rewound it and I watched it over and over again, and I don't know if this was because of the shot itself, but if you watch it, you watch closely, when the song starts, there's a, it's like a, it's a side shot of Peppermint's over here, Trinity's over here, and Trinity's mouth is moving before Britney is singing. Mm-hmm. And I watch little things like that, and I wonder. I also noticed that, like, Trinity blew her wad before Peppermint blew hers, which everyone stood up when Peppermint blew her wad.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if that little like misstep cost her a win. Mm. But look closely, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Rewind, like, it might have been editing too, like camera. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it was edited that way, but
or maybe she's saying "water off a duff's back." Water. Off a duff's
back. she was clearly singing, mouthing the words, yeah. And I was like, "Oh, I don't know if that." Oh, and spoiler: my friend told me that the reaction shots of Rue were recorded after.
Yes,
the lip.
You could tell.
Because I even asked him, I asked him, because to follow two queens, not knowing where they're going to go, mm-hmm. During a lip sync, I wonder if there was multiple takes of that. And he was like, nope, they did it once, and that was it.
And the stage is huge.
Yeah, and they only did reactions of Rue mm-hmm. after the lip syncs. So,
yeah.
All I have to say about this format is that I know there are some people in the chat role that really didn't like it, but
Didn't like what?
The finale.
The finale. Oh. But I'm all for a change up. Like, we've had this show on the air for, like, what, 9 or 10 years now?
10, yeah.
Yeah, and 9 years. And so I love that they changed up the format right now, because I feel like it needed that.
And I also like that it focused on the top four.
That's what I was just going to say. It was about them. The mm-hmm. reunion was about, because you didn't really hear much. I mean, you did.
You didn't hear anything from the other queens.
From the other ones as much as I think you would have had they not done the finale. I loved the finale was about the final four.
So, Mark, you mentioned that you hope that this will be the format. And I told my friend this, Kevin, he was hoping the same thing. I don't think, because think about the last five seasons before the season, there's only been one or two standouts in the finale.
Right.
This was the one time, and I can't think of how many seasons, that four queens, I would have been okay if any one of them would have won.
Yeah.
If Trinity would have beat Peppermint and the other way around, I would have been like, okay, I'm good with that. Okay. So I don't know if we're going to ever have a season where four queens could win.
But here's the thing. I think that if you do it with this in mind, you're going to do your... I mean, because we know that they selectively eliminate people anyway, but at least you know now if that's how you're going to end it, that it's just going to make it a better ending.
Okay,
if they
and
all
then
are
5 years
good.
From now we're going to be like, okay, we're tired of this format. Let's do something else. Moving on.
Yeah.
Shay and Sasha was the number two lip sync to "So Emotional" by Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a bag of tricks, and I didn't mind it. I thought I was,
and I saw someone in the chat room said this too. I was very underwhelmed with Shay. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know if, because everybody but Shay had a trick. Because even Trinity pulled off her thing to show her tuck. So that kind of surprised me that she didn't have something.
But you don't always need a gimmick.
I agree. But I don't even feel like she. Her performance was as good as some of the other times she did it.
Yeah.
I think she was just worried about falling on the... I thought about the showgirls.
Could be the floor.
I mean, saying that, though, Sasha's with the roses everywhere, it was beautiful. Like, I thought it was so
when
cool.
The wig...
Oh, I know.
It was my everything. Yeah.
I actually wanted to put rose petals in the crown. But I was like, it's not going to play for audio listeners. But
you're a queen anyway, Jim.
Thank you. Yeah, I loved Sasha. And it was actually, I mean, besides them doing the final lip sync on the last episode, mm-hmm. we haven't seen Sasha lip sync, so it was fun to see that emotion. Yeah, and I got a lot of angina feels from her. Yeah. Not just the bald head, but just angina, very emotion, like smiles. Yeah. Like she's very, I don't know. I mean, you could probably speak to that too, but I like Sasha. Sasha won it.
So we had Sasha versus Peppermint for the final lip sync, and they did "It's Not Right, But It's Okay." Again, by Whitney Houston.
Yep.
I love the Whitney songs. I love the Whitney songs.
The song was great. I loved Sasha had that mask, and I thought it was so cool to just have, like, the lips. I mean, Valentina, take a note.
Right.
I was going to say, that was rip number three on that.
I'm actually surprised they didn't cut to Valentina just to make a point.
Yep.
But I thought it was a very cool image. And with that white dress, it looked very cool. And it kind of like harkened back to like a Lady Gaga look. Yeah. And I was like, this feels, is that what, yeah?
Yeah, it's okay. Like Alexander McQueen.
Exactly. Yeah. And that dress moved so cool. And then like the crack open of the helmet. I just, Sasha really had me the whole season, but this finale proved to me that she was the winner.
Because the Peppermint was coming down the aisle first, so you saw her. And I was, and she looked good. She looked great for Peppermint. And when she stepped away and I saw, I was like, she got it. Like, it's in a moment. I was like, she's got this. She showed up at that finale to win.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. No question asked.
I'm really pleased that Sasha won. I was disappointed in Peppermint's second outfit, second lip sync.
The feathers, kind of.
It didn't resonate with me as much as I love, because I guess it was so enthralled by the first one where she like pulled her skirt and had the short hair and everything. It's hard to one up that.
Mm-hmm.
And so like Sasha had played it like I'm building in a certain level.
Agreed.
Yeah. So last week I told Ross and Jay and Jackie that I didn't really care for the
Was I here?
No, you
weren't. Oh no.
What did I say, Jay?
Yeah.
I meant to say Mark.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Jay.
You guys are great, by the way.
Thank you. And Ross, thank you. Shout out to Ross. He was cute. I love interviewing with him. And yes, I did have a little crush on Ross. Anyway, I remember I told you guys, I was like, this was the first season that I watched the Meet the Queens. And Sasha was the one of the ones, and Trinity, that I was just like, meh, I don't have any high hopes. And as the season progressed, I grown to love Sasha. And when she came down when she was walking down the aisle in that white Lady Gaga, that's the first thing I thought of was the Lady Gaga look. I was like, yeah, she's got it.
Yeah.
It's just hands down. And I am flip flopping again. I am going to watch the Meet the Queens now because I like knowing what I know. Like
it takes a full circle.
Yes,
and then you can go back and watch the Meet the Queens and be like,
I didn't see that the first time. Yeah. So
I don't want to watch Meet the Queens.
You okay? Jackie's going to stand her ground. Yeah. Are you going to watch them?
I like being surprised.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know, like, the spoilers this season on Reddit, I was avoiding everything. If I hadn't watched the show, I would avoid Twitter. If I hadn't watched the show, I would avoid Reddit. I did not want any spoilers.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I almost feel like Meet the Queens is like a spoiler to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think, it's kind of hard to not know. Like, because my friends knew about because they went to the taping of the finale and they knew the format. And
But they still taped two endings, right?
Yeah. They taped two endings, but I didn't know that there was going to be a battle.
A death.
Like, a bracket system.
Yeah.
So that was cool for me. So we have about 1 minute left. Anything you guys want to like touch on before we wrap it up?
I want to say
there's
a couple queens in this season that I would go see. Like, when they're coming to LA, I'm going to go out of my way to see them. And the top four is definitely people that I want. Like, I really want to go see Peppermint now. Think she is a lip sync assassin.
Yes.
Like, Rue pointed at it.
Yeah.
And Trinity, I love that Rue said, like, Trinity, you won over people. Like, because she did have such a low. I remember her approval rating at the start was so bad, even
super
with me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So I want to see all the top four.
Yeah. I was going to say, too, I wrote it down in my notes because Trace Lizette was in the audience for Peppermint with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that I like the new format is because, like she said, no substitute for stage presence and talent. So I think now if you're going to do it this way, you have to be able to perform.
Right.
You have to be able to go on that stage and beat three other people in a lip sync.
Right.
And there are people that definitely could not have done that.
I'm going to say the quote of the season for me was, I didn't want to read her, but I wanted to aggressively compliment her.
Oh my God, it was the best.
I thought of my chair.
Complimented.
That was fun. Asha, you have won me over with that. I thought I was going to lose my shit.
I should have messaged you guys. She was at Mickey's the other night.
I also want to say a lot of the queens have merch out. I know Nina has merch out and Farrah, my homegirls. And obviously they're not the only queens. So go out and buy their merch and support them.
And I said this about All Stars 2. I didn't like the fact that there was like five queens from season 5. There's going to be, like, if not all the three runner-ups from this season, Trinity, Shay, and Peppermint, if they don't make All-Stars 3, I'm going to be really upset. So, we mentioned it before. This was a great season. This is one of my favorite seasons, aside from season 2. I still I have a special place
season
in my heart.
Two.
Season 2 was fun.
What's your favorite seasons?
I think 2.
I like 6. 6 a lot. I love 6.
Six.
With Bianca. I love Beyonce.
I liked 8. 8 has become my second favorite.
Okay.
I would say 4 and this season.
4 was good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to warm up to this season, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. Why is that? Why is that? I'm just quick. Just curious.
No clue.
Okay.
No clue. I had to warm up, but I don't know why.
Okay, guys. We have to wrap up now. Thank you all for joining us. This has been real fun.
If you're in town, see Jay and Rocky Horror.
Yes. Yeah. Jay, tell it.
It's the last show right now, so you guys are not going to make it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Damn it.
Sorry, guys.
We're driving distance.
I know. Get here now. Jay, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter @so_jealous. And I'm also going to be hopping on Gay Weekly Roundtable a lot more often with Adam Salandra, and that's on Thursdays at 4 right here on AfterBuzz. So
awesome.
Look at that. Mm-hmm.
Mark J.
Happy Pride. Happy Pride, everyone.
Yes. It's New York and San Francisco. Pride this weekend.
Mark J.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, and I will be back for season 10.
And Edition Days, I'm sure.
Edition Day. Oh, I do that before this.
Yeah.
But yeah, every Sunday at 4.
Right.
If you watch Days of Our Lives.
Jackie?
123 Jackie B on all platforms. And if you want to see more of me, I am on the Broadway Breakdown.
And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Cherison on Instagram and Twitter. And the only other place you'll find me on AfterBuzz is the pre-Emmy show. So you have to wait till next year to find me if you don't find me there.
You can find a Broadway Breakdown.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably stop by Broadway Breakdown once they do once. I fucking love that. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you. If you're in the chat room, thank you for chatting with us. Yes. If you make your comments down below, thank you for making your comments. We love having you join us week after week, and we look forward to doing this to you. Doing this to you. Hey, we're doing it to you.
We are kind of doing it to you.
Doing this with you for season 10. Until then.
Until next year.
See you later.
Peace out.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.